But before we get to our distinguished guests, it's time for your new business journey. Two in five Americans are business owners or thinking about starting a business. And so today we're going to ask our panel, what's one early mistake or tough decision in your business journey that ultimately drove your growth? So let's go to Dr. Dick. Welcome to the show. What's the one mistake or tough decision that drove your growth early in your career?
In founding Thrive Genetics, I thought I had a pretty clear idea of how to use the 25 plus years of research that we've been doing to bring it to people to prevent addiction, improve lives. And my mistake was really in thinking that I knew how best to bring this information to people, how it would be most useful. And one of the things that I learned from my co-founder and CEO is as he started to talk to different people and think about where could this product be useful? Where could information to help people understand their addiction risk, where could it be used? We actually ended up finding a completely different area that had never even occurred to me where there's been the most traction and interest. And I'm happy to talk about that later, but that was really the first mistake I made and thing I had to let go of was the idea that I had a sense of where this product would be most useful, and the market came back with a totally different idea.
Well, that is the entrepreneurial world for sure. You start on one path and then you pivot, but that's a great example and good thing for entrepreneurs to keep in mind as they go forward with their business journeys. Neil, welcome to the show. We're here with Neil Centuria. Neil, what was a mistake that you made or a tough decision that helped you grow as an
Well,
entrepreneur?
first, Richard and Elizabeth, thank you for having me. Your question is a mistake, and I would prefer to use plurals as mistakes. I have two. I've run eight or nine different companies since 1995, and I've invested in another dozen. The biggest mistake that also fuels disaster and success is I picked the wrong team and I waited too long to make a change. When I got the right team, I was enormously successful. The team is everything. Your partners are everything. But when I picked wrong, I just made the wrong, I didn't assess it correctly. Then when I recognized it, I waited too long to make changes. I don't make those mistakes now.
That's good. So, what made them the wrong team?
Well, this is really an interesting topic. This is something Dr. Dick probably can talk about, which is what I'll call behavioral economics, or it's really hard to figure out what that person is like when you're in a foxhole and there's incoming fire. You look around, like, where'd he go? Or where'd she go? It's easy for a 20-minute presentation, a pitch. You could be charming, it's easy. Asking hard questions and background questions, finding out what they really can do. Resumes are a joke. I mean, I was ahead of this, and this. But the truth is, I drove a truck and parked the boss's car. Finding out, really rigorously trying to understand the characteristics of a co-founder, I've always had co-founders, or a CEO or a president, high-level, C-level people, hard. Don't know. If people spend a lot of time on it, they get it wrong half the time. It's really hard to do. And once you do it, then you say, well, maybe it'll change. I hope she'll change. It could be changed. I don't want to do it today. It's too much pressure. And then what you really need to do is to scan them immediately when you recognize it.
Yeah, I have to say that a lot of the hiring mistakes I've made have just been not even doing enough due diligence, beforehand. And I think it's really a good point. And hiring is something of a black art, I think, in that, you never really know how it's going to work out. But they say hire slowly and change quickly. Those are good words to live by. So, Alan, welcome to the show. Alan Porter, what's the one mistake that prompted your growth?
One mistake that really prompted my growth was not having a team of specialists to help enhance what I do. Say I'm your family doctor, I can treat you for minor illnesses, minor injuries. But if you want your knee operated on, you want a specialist, the orthopedic surgeon. Well, he's the specialist. And that's what I have on my team, top tax-specific attorneys, CPAs, and other specialists. And we collaborate together to come up with solutions for people's financial problems. When I found this out, to have a team of people to work with instead of just everybody relying on me, because not everybody can know everything.
Well, I think that's a great lesson. And a lot of entrepreneurs starting out do have to wear a lot of hats. But the sooner you can diversify and get support from other sources, I think the better off you are.
Yeah. Elizabeth Gerhardt.
Well, I'm on the same page as Alan. I didn't have money really to hire anybody. And I was working on different things. And then I hired a coach. And she has made all the difference. So I would say if I had everything to do over again, I would hire a coach, but not just any coach. I mean, this coach I have, I feel like she is an incredibly phenomenal person. She's a really good fit for me. And actually, she's going to be working with a friend of mine now because she saw the changes in me and she's like, holy crap, I want that to happen for me too. So.
Well, you know, not reaching out when it's time to reach out, I think, is a mistake, but you've corrected that. And I'm pleased to let everybody know that Elizabeth's starting a new career as a speaker, and it's really going great. So for myself, one of the most important things that an entrepreneur needs to become comfortable with is discomfort. And it's not appreciating that discomfort is part of the journey. And that's pretty much true for life in general, but I think entrepreneurs sometimes deal with it a little bit more just by the nature of the beast. And so, you know, if it's hiring before you're ready or wondering if you should take the leap into protecting your technology with intellectual property or saying no to opportunities that don't align with your business goals, sometimes you just have to take that leap. And sometimes it's exciting and sometimes it's terrifying and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But I do think that not being comfortable with discomfort can be a big mistake, but learning that can lead to growth.